Yo guys, what's up? It's me, Buck. Welcome to the podcast. This is In the Woods, or In the Trees, I guess you can say, because we're out here just chilling, and we better get our first popper going.
So, how you doing, ladies and gentlemen?
I go by the Grease.
And it's great to talk to you guys today, be on the podcast.
Yep, so I got my buddy Grease here. The greasy D of all the greasiest D's of them all.
Yo, big chicken clucking. He might be in the grease fryer. You know, he might be a little greasy.
True. But anyways, yeah, we're just gonna get a sesh going here. So as you can obviously easily tell,
we're in the trees.
In the trees.
Whatever
or in
you
the
call
woods,
trees.
Whatever you guys want to call us. You know, we are a stoner podcast. And today is a rainy day for us. But so what? Fuck it, I'm off work. So,
yeah, you know what that means.
Sesh day.
Let's go. We're on a cloud today, ladies and gentlemen. Your forecast is looking nothing but the blues. But don't worry, mix in a little green and you'll be in the trees. And I'm the Grease saying yo.
Look at us coming through. We just running through the trees.
Yeah.
Dude, let's smoke a doobie or two.
Boom!
Let's smoke a popper before we get so sober that we can't even think.
I can't even talk. I can't even walk. But one thing I know is I can smoke my pop. And I can talk. Like, welcome to the podcast. Don't speak too fast. You gotta make them own last.
True. Anyways, Grease. You ready for smoking pop?
Yeah. Let's
cheers.
Give them a flick.
Cheers. Get the bong. Get the lighters going.
Away.
Cheers, guys.
Away.
So, holy, my lungs are so messed. So,
nice.
What are these topics you got to talk about today? Let's hear one of them right now. Let's get going.
All right. Off the bat, do pigs eat humans?
No.
You can feed a pig a human remains and it'll eat it.
Oh yeah, you can. You gotta even think in video games like Red Dead Redemption 2, you can kill someone and throw their body in the pig pen and it will be eaten completely by the pigs.
Do you not think that that's what the mob does? The mafia does?
See, you gotta think about it. That's what they do, yeah. But come on, it's 2019, they got better shit to do. They can just put somebody in acid.
Yeah, that's also a lot of money, I guess.
Well, it depends where they're from, too. And if they're
homemade
it's
acid.
The mob, too, you know? Like, even you gotta think, like, these days you can buy anything that can fucking kill you. Anything you buy can cause cancer.
Sure. At the end of the day, though, I don't want to be eating humans somehow. So, mob feeds human body to the pig.
True.
We don't know where that pig goes. Pig gets bought. Farmer has it, raises it, sells it to the butcher. Next thing you know, you're enjoying your bacon that morning, and you're eating old Jim McGee, who passed away 3 months ago.
Oh, what? Then what? I'm looking at you. I'm just like, oh, I'm going to eat Dwight now. I'm going to eat
the
little Grease. He's going to be a nice steak. So, you think I'm going to go psychotic thinking that you're a nice piece of steak for me to eat?
Well, maybe that's how people get, like, dark feelings into them that they don't know how to control. They eat a human and then next thing you know they snap at somebody and then they're like, oh, it's because like I'm treating human like almost part meat. Like it's hard to wholly respect somebody in a conversation and think about eating them at the same time. I haven't experienced any cannibalism in my life.
See,
but I'll tell you that I cannot put them together being a normal human.
See, but you gotta think, like,
We live in Canada, dude. We got legal pot. Why do you think we're seshing on the podcast easily?
The podcast.
Well, I guess we can call it a podcast.
Yeah, just add some water.
Just add some water. Yeah, just add some water and then have some homegrown and sesh away in the woods.
Yes.
Trees are in the fucking backyard. Just enjoy the sun and the
wind. But what's that got to do with cannibals?
I know. It's just stoner thoughts. Anyways. But what do you think about the fucking fires that have been going on downtown Toronto recently?
Arsons or fires are simply starting? I don't know too much.
Personally, I think it's Antifa. Because it's fucked. Antifa's raising up in fucking downtown Toronto and all that shit.
What's Antifa?
So, you know how there's like all the different like activist groups and shit? Antifa, they claim to be an activist group that say free animals. Treat everybody right, treat all animals the same as humans and fucking all that shit, free captivity. Mm-hmm. And so fucked, because really they're a terrorist organization.
Why, they're burning down buildings?
No, so they're similar to ISIS. They're a terrorist organization that was built in the countries that all the Syrians everybody went to. This is not me being racist, this is literally just... But this is what I hear so much about this shit being a roofer every day.
But against cruelty of animals and captivity?
No, so that's what they say they are. Really, it's pretty much a bunch of Muslims who want to take over this area and make it their own. Because you gotta think, Muslims are the only people that still have slavery in this day and age. In 2019, they're the only ones still in slavery. They're the ones that have slaves. Like, fuck. We don't have slaves. We haven't had slaves for how many years? Come on. But like, you know the six-alarm fire? There's a six-alarm fire at York Memorial High School, I think it was, downtown Toronto. Lasted like 3 days, 4 days almost. Mm-hmm. It was fucking crazy shit. That's
Antifa. Do you even know if that was caused by a human
or not? That was Antifa. It started at the, like 12 o'clock. During like school hours at lunch in the school, most likely the library because it was the older section. Funny enough, you can actually
was
see
it a natural fire?
Yeah, it was a six alarm. It was the fucking buildings burnt down, except for like there was three or four roofs of
fire. But when the investigators came to go and analyze
they're still doing
the fire,
it. They're still investigating it,
so they don't know if it's an arson, they don't know
but
if it's naturally caused. You can't just say.
It's most likely Antifa. You gotta look at the facts behind everything. Because there's been so many different fires. A lot of schools have run up too recently. Like, not even just public schools and mm-hmm. shit like that. Like, even these other schools to help people learn English and shit. That, all those shit went up. That was just down the road from us. We're doing a fire building right now. A bar went up. I mean, no one knows. They don't even know how it started. Then a few doors down, there's another fucking fire building. Dude, all of Dundas, like, in Toronto and Greektown, fire buildings everywhere. Like, and there's one that's one of those schools to learn English. It's fucked.
I don't know what a terrorist organization would have against Canada, though.
No, it's Antifa. It's Antifa. They really want is they want their Muslim laws here. They want to enforce them. That's what they're trying to push away other religions because they're saying that they're no religion. They don't believe in religion. They're supposedly atheists, which is a religion actually. But you gotta look at it. They're really not. They're just saying this because they want themselves to look good. When you can fucking look on the Antifa, like they have fucking communities on Instagram. They have the terrorist organization, like full on militia and shit.
What do you have to connect Antifa to terrorism?
Well, if we weren't really recording the podcast, then I could show you. But they posted a picture that has multiple different pictures of them holding the Antifa flag, terrorists. Across seas though, with full decked out, masked up, guns, everything. And they're holding the Antifa flag in like places where they fucking burnt buildings, where they fucking blown things up. They've been trying to fucking free animals from zoos for fucking months and months and months and months now, all over the fucking world. Like,
took them down to the States too and all that shit.
Wow.
Dude, that's a fucking tobacco stem right there. Can't hit a pop with that in there. Fuck.
Gross.
That's why I don't fucking buy these ones. I just had it because I didn't have much money on me today.
That's some dud. Yeah, we give the shrub. My tobacco gotta come real clean. If it's not, then my name will be Greasy D.
Yeah, what you gonna say, dude? Look at us. We're just gonna smoke like no one else gonna see us coming in the nighttime.
Nighttime.
Even in the rainy days, we're just gonna be sessioned, gonna be very dazed away. Just lay in the shade, we're just gonna enjoy the sun in the shade every day. We don't even know what else is gonna go down. We're just gonna smoke some bud now, out in the trees, wow.
Yo.
Who gives a shit now? Greasy D, hit the beat now, wow.
Oh, that's a freestyle. That's a podcast like right now. We're going live. Yeah, drinking five alive, feeling above five, like on the Richter scale, I might yell, apply to Harvard, but go to Yale. Sip at the bottom of the well, parasailing to my dreams. Oh. Oh yeah, I got disconnected again.
Oh, I can fix that. Pull up the list though. Anyways, so.
So, let's just, move on through our topics here.
Yeah, what else we got here?
The nastiest chick you've ever been with.
Nastiest chick you've ever been with?
Oh. Either like a story or this particular girl right at the top of your head.
Nastiest chick I've ever been with. I gotta say, the nastiest chick I've ever been with was probably when I was up in Peterborough. So that was like probably grade 9. Yeah. Middle grade 9. This chick, can't even fucking remember her name. I was drunk as fuck at my buddy's house party. I was just chilling. Mm. And I was smoking, drinking, just doing whatever. And this was before the legalization, obviously. This was a few years ago. You know, just having a good time. Fucking 5 minutes later, I go use the washroom. And instead of going back downstairs, all I felt was my hoodie that I was wearing get pulled. And I fucking into her room, and it was her. She wasn't that bad, but I mean, the nastiest that I've had, she was probably the worst. I could have put a bag over that.
Yeah, you know, dude.
Just throw a bag over the head or something. Trust. But I mean, like, otherwise, I woke up outside in the morning. My buddy was kicking me. I was just laying outside in a t-shirt and shorts.
Woke up outside of the room?
Outside of the house.
Oh. That must have been some night. How old were you at the time? Smoke.
That was back when I was in grade like 9. Middle of grade 9, so it was probably like 15, 16 almost. Almost 16, yeah. Or just turned 15. I can't fucking remember. Just turned 15, almost 16, something like that. That was a good day, so that was younger times. But I gotta say, what were you? What was your nastiest chick you ever been with?
Yikes, dude.
Yikes.
Let me think about it.
Yikes. You gotta think about it. Wow. How many nasty chicks have you been with?
There's been a few, dude. But I'd say there's this, when I lost my virginity in grade 9, dude, it was this December of grade 9.
Grade 9. So we just started.
Okay, okay. It was December. I dated this one chick, and then she dumped me after 2 weeks for no reason over text.
Oh my god.
So there's this chick who was her like best friend. I went after her and I hit her up. And I was like, yo. And she was super into me. So she came right over to her house. I picked her from my house. Picked her up. Had her in my room. And we just like got into it. And like
She sucked my dick and it was so good. She's a big black chick.
A big black chick.
So she sucked my dick and she was really good at it because her lips were just profound, right?
Just profound. Right. Oh my god. She knew what she was. Words.
She's been sucking some dick by grade 9. I don't know. She was one of those.
She was one of them hoes.
Yeah, whatever. And, but like, and I smashed it. I banged her for like 2 minutes maybe. She was so fat. I couldn't even get an angle.
Oh my god.
I could barely put my shit in just because like her ass was so fat and I was like trying to like find an angle to get in her, but it was just like nah, so I was just like
Okay. You don't gotta get in too much detail.
It was too much of a struggle to have sex with her.
Dude.
So I was like, man, I just made her suck my dick again and then I booted her out. And she was the nastiest. Cause I'd never go back to that.
True. I gotta say, I might have one worse time. There was this chick from fucking Onshore. Some fat chick too, again, I gotta say. But she wasn't like crusty ugly, she was just really fat. Like, I mean, she was at the point where if she sat on anybody, they'd be dead within the time they fucking busted
like
the neck.
But the thing is, you can associate fat with being cute or not.
Depends.
This chick that I banged was like fat as fuck. Cheers. And yeah, dude. She was super fat. And she was ugly. Her face was just like a fucking knot of old dry weeds or something. Like, didn't look good. Looked like she won, like Mike Tyson, like she won like 50 fights, dude.
Oh my god.
Like she got hit in the face so many times, she doesn't even feel it anymore.
Damn.
So not only was she fat, but bitch was butt ugly.
Oh, damn. That's crazy, dude. That's crazy.
Nastiest.
Anyways, let's change the topic from fucking ugly.
Moving over.
The worst chick.
The thing about fat, ugly chicks is that they're not worth talking about either.
Hey, okay. But you gotta admit, even if there's some fat chicks, they always gotta keep their optimism up because some of them are very fucking hot looking. Even though they're a little chunky, they are nice as fuck.
How do you feel about it?
But anyways, quick question. What was your craziest adventure while stoned when you first kind of started smoking?
Craziest adventure, dude.
Like in the early days, yeah.
Takes me back. Okay. I'd say the craziest adventure was like when I went to the Weed March back in like grade 10. Ooh. That was when I was first getting into weed. And it all started from us being, back when it was illegal here in Canada, we were in the middle of the square in the park by U of T, the University of Toronto. And we were smoking out of pipe and we had a little bong and we were passing those around. Then we bought some edibles and ate those and I got zonked. I was so high. I was time traveling. Like, it was so freaking high. And then we walked in the parade, and I didn't know where the heck I was, and I was at the front of the parade with, like, joints. We had so many joints. It was my friend, my best friend, and his brother, and his best friend. So it was just like, we were a unit of stoner boys, and they were older than us.
True.
Yeah. Fucking, I went into this Popeyes, and I ordered food, and they called it. I swear, 15 minutes, 20 minutes, and I didn't even notice. Then I got sick of waiting while my food was still ready, waiting for me. I went into the bathroom. I took a piss, and since I was so fucking baked, I felt it, and it was like the best piss of my life.
Oh,
and I lost control, and I pissed all over the bathroom, high as fuck. And I didn't clean up shit. I was like, holy fuck, I need to get out of here. It was like one of those one-person bathrooms.
Oh my god.
And there was a dude knocking on the door waiting to get in. I was like, oh my god, there's piss everywhere. I gotta leave right now. Never look back. So I immediately dipped out the bathroom, grabbed my buddies, and like, let's go. And I was like, I didn't say a word. I just dipped out the restaurant. Because I knew that guy was going to see all the piss and be like, what the fuck? And come hollering at me. And I was not doubt that. It was super baked. And then we were on the car ride home. And the car got like a flat tire. And we had to stop. And I was like half asleep, half awake. And older dudes were like, his older brother was passing us a bong. And I was like, no. I was like a zombie state. I was like looking. I just remember fuzzy images of being passed a bong. I was like, no. Man, I put it back, and then eventually just got home and I was just like, fell the fuck asleep.
Damn,
that was my wild weed experience, dude.
True. I gotta say, that's pretty crazy. Well, let's see, my most craziest adventure was stoned in the early days. I gotta say, back up like grade 9 probably again, up in Peterborough, because, you know, there's a lot of forest and shit.
Let's switch up the track, okay?
Yeah, let's see where else we got. So, back up in Peterborough, we decided to do all different crazy shit. So, one time, we decided to go bridge jumping.
Yeah.
So, when we went bridge jumping, we were just so stoned. And there's so many stoners just fucking bridge jumping, having a good time.
Jumping off bridges?
We had a group of 8 of us. Just 8 different people. And like, I only knew 2 of the people of this whole group. 8 other stoners in a line who already didn't jump. I never jumped off the bridge before. It was probably 40 feet up. It was fucking huge.
Where do you land?
In water.
Oh.
It's jumping off an old train bridge. And the other side is rotated too, which is even higher. Dude, fucking, I jumped, I was right in the middle. And I really didn't want to jump, so I was tripping balls the whole fall down. Hit the water, went down probably like 5 feet. Got to the top, and I was like, holy, that was awesome. Rushed back up to do it right again. As soon as there's after a few jumps, we all made our way to the other side. Like, we garbage bagged our backpacks with our bongs and shit. Took them across the water, climbed up the other side, passed them up between all the fucking tracks and everything. We get up there, we fucking unbag everything, pull our bongs, we're seshing. My buddy, he hits a fucking popper, jumps off the bridge while pulling it through with a little shitty metal tube, hits the fucking water, bong shatters because of the force of the impact. But he still hit the popper, came up, blew out the smoke. And fucking, he was laughing his ass off. He wasn't even pissed off he shattered his bong either. That was probably my craziest, like, adventure. Like, there was so much that happened that day, I can go on forever.
Not bad at all, dude. At first, I was thinking, like, these guys are jumping off bridges. Like, what's underneath?
Oh, dude, it's fucking water. It's in the river.
Yeah.
Some people just...
That's a pretty good experience, I'd say.
Oh, that was still in the early days, too.
I had never even ended up swimming and smoking weed at the same time until way later into my life.
No way.
I heard about people talking about swimming and smoking weed so many times, and I was like, wow, that sounds like so much fun. Actually did it until 3 years later after starting or something like that.
Oh, wow, yeah. I've been smoking for a long time, though. That was probably actually roughly within 3 years, 4 years of me starting smoking, so... Pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
No, but I mean, like, that was like kind of when I started actually smoking. But I mean, I more so because like 7, 8 was me like actually smoking.
Yo, we need instrumentals.
I don't know. I don't got much to download right now.
Like, do the one that's like the drums. Sorry, ladies and gentlemen, just getting the perfect experience. With them.
think that's it. I'm pretty sure this is the right one.
Because I know that one was an instrumental one. It was just...
Oh, man. I got like 3 like hour-long beats just for background. So, I still got more different styles and shit. Put them all in that.
Anyway, on another note, the real question in our minds, what's more addictive, the cigarette or the pistachio?
Personally, I gotta say the cashews. But no, I gotta say, it's actually the cigarette. For me, it's the cigarette that's more addictive.
Well, yeah, the cigarette makes you go back and buy packs, right? You gotta keep buying the packs of the cigarettes. The pistachio doesn't make you actually want to buy it that bad.
No.
But once you got yourself a bowl, I don't think you're gonna be letting up your hand anytime soon.
Oh,
you're
no.
gonna be straight munching.
Oh, well, it depends. How many poppers have you smoked? Like, you gotta bring everything in the equation here.
I'm saying you're gonna eat those pistachios really quick until they're gone.
I'm not sure about that.
Really? You take it slow?
You know, peanuts and stuff? They're really good. But, like, between... Like, pistachios and cigarettes, pistachios I could walk away from easily, you know? For me, personally, I could walk away from pistachios. But the ones I can't really walk away from would be the roasted peanuts that are still in the shell, because you gotta crack the shell open to fucking get it.
Oh.
Those ones are the ones that are fucking really addicting, especially after you've been smoking a few.
I could put those down and, like, hold myself back, but if I have pistachios around, dude, it's just one after the other.
Just stuff in your face like a little chipmunk?
Yeah, dude.
Trust.
It's just so good. You crack the shell, and even the shell is salty, and in the inside is this beautiful taste that you never had before. There's nothing that quite tastes like the pistachios taste.
Pistachios do taste good. They never
it's
really
a signature.
But like, yes. Like any nut, I guess you can say, is good.
It's like, true.
Like, the peanuts, like, there's so many. Like, almonds are really good, too. Those ones, well, I can't put those down if I have a fucking bowl of almonds.
Yeah. Like, especially if they're salted.
Trust. Roasted, salted almonds.
Chocolate-covered almonds, dude.
Oh, chocolate, dude. Once
terrible.
Once you bring the chocolate in, it makes it unhealthy, and it's just like... There's
well,
no
never
way.
Talked about being unhealthy. It's just like
how
addictive can it get?
Too addictive.
I definitely say that the chocolate covered almonds are maybe up there with the pistachios for addictiveness,
and as well as the roasted peanuts for my own scale. You know?
Yeah, I like the roasted peanuts if they're like the spicy ones, like the Cajun
oh,
style.
Oh, if you get the Cajun ones, those are fucking
I'll
awesome.
I'll eat that shit. Oh, bro.
Yo, beef jerky's good too. Fucking, if you get beef jerky, you're gone.
Addictive.
You're gone.
Terrible.
Damn, like, nobody's even gonna know.
No, dude.
Dude, like, ugh. Anyways, you wanna hit another pop here?
Yeah, I just wish I had more water, dog. Like, the cup.
You wanna use this one?
No.
Though I changed the water this morning. It's not bad. Not bad. That's only like 5 pops, 6 pops.
I think I'd rather use mine, Alex. I still think you need to do a good clean of that. Like,
I know, I did clean it.
Use boiling water or something.
I don't know. I used really hot water and just so I didn't like scrub it out. I just rinsed, cleaned.
There's just like a film on the side of the bong of like nastiness and I don't know. I've done. It shouldn't be that dirty looking. I don't know, dude.
It's not that bad. No, that's pretty clean.
It looks.
That's just because the popper's there. This thing was spotless this morning. Except it had, like, the actual buildup already from resin. But anyways, what's your favorite strain?
All time favorite strain. I'm caught between Sour Diesel or MK Ultra.
The MK Ultra is pretty good.
Yeah.
The Sour Diesel is also really good. I like my Sour
Diesel. Sour Diesel got its special taste.
Oh yeah, no, Sour Diesel does have a really special, unique taste. Actually, I have a buddy who has, lemon Sour Diesel or something like that. So that stuff's pretty good as well. I like those lemon ones. They're pretty unique taste.
Good swear, dude. It gets you fucked too.
True. But like my personal favorite has to be like UK cheese,
A man of the cheese.
Yeah, the cheese. The cheese ones are pretty good. I like the UK cheese. What else is there? The super lemon haze. That's also a nice one. And probably like a blue satellite or grilled cookies. One of those are also really good. It's kind of hard choice for me. I like the unique flavors and stuff as well.
Blue satellite, eh? Blue Dream is good.
Blue,
I like that
Blue
one.
Dream is good, but Blue Satellite is actually, it's Blue Dream and something else. Can't remember the other strain.
Wait for me, Chutia.
No, I know, Chutia.
You've been Chutia, going. I've been waiting. This guy's been racing with the bongs before I even pack mine.
Let me smoke this pop really quick here.
Gonna smoke you, a poppy, eh?
Yeah, I'm a smart man. Anyways, have you named your bong?
No.
No, you haven't named your bong? I haven't named this bong here yet. I think I might name this bong after the podcast, you know.
I think this is the Nobel Prize right here.
That's just the Nobel Prize. Yeah, I'm going to call this one In the Trees, just as the podcast, or just nickname is Trees.
Yeah. Still fine.
Yeah, no, that's a nice little one. OG original short straight shooter, 9mm. Has like this little weird like indent on the inside of here. The lips. Which like when you do it, it makes like pops are so nice. Because like when you actually get the groove, ooh. It just makes a perfect pop.
A perfect pop.
Anyways, cheers, guys. If you guys are going to be smoking during the podcast.
Yeah, if you're talking to, that's what you should be doing. Because honestly, we got topics prepared. And this podcast, this is kind of like us just really talking shit while we're smoking weed. We got topics, sure. So we don't got nothing to say.
Yeah, but that's, I mean, how like, it goes.
You should be smoking too.
The topics could be weird and spontaneous and insane and stupid and funny and.
If you're smoking by yourself and you need somebody to talk to or some shit to listen to, or you don't have buddies around, this might be the perfect shit talking, weed smoking podcast that you need. Ladies and gentlemen, it's the Grease with the big chicken with the Nobel Prize.
Cheers, boys.
In the Trees with Buck.
Nose got itchy halfway through my popper.
That dang itchy nose.
I know. Has anybody else here ever got an itchy nose while smoking? Either their bongs or smoking a joint or pipe or blunt or whatever.
You gotta know that shit.
Gets annoying.
It's like, what also? Getting an itchy nose while you're running.
True. Or working. Especially when you're packing, like, say for example, roofing, what I do. Oh my god, on the roof when I get an itchy nose and I got the mask sticking on all my gloves and everything, I can't touch my face. We're working on a pitch roof. Oh, I fucking take my shirt and just go, just because it's the easiest way. Like, the inside of your shirt's the easiest way to get rid of the itch.
And the cleanest.
And it keeps it clean. So you don't get shit on your hands on a good, hot, sunny at work day.
Exactly.
Anyways, what else do you even... What other things are you wondering, or the topics you got for us here?
Oh, let me go and check the last one.
Let's take a look at these topics again.
What's the best thing you've learned in the last 3 years?
Best thing I've learned in the last 3 years? Best thing I've learned in the last 3 years would probably be... probably back when learning how to manage a job and kind of manage a vehicle and shit when I was living at my ex's, working landscaping before I went homeless. And then when I was homeless, learning how to survive off like nothing pretty much. Mm-hmm. And the going through the struggle of that and being able to correct it, you know? That's probably the best thing that I've learned in the last 3 years.
Hey. There you go, dude. Very nice.
What's the best thing you've learned in the last 3 years?
Best thing I've learned is that the world comes as you make it. So, your state of mind, the way you feel about things, the way you react, the way you take them in and you think about them in your own head, is somehow reflected back to you.
True, true.
By the world. True, so... True. You gotta have the right thoughts, the right outlook. You can't be dwelling on the wrong things, and then you get your mind. You kind of set yourself up for the bad thing to happen, you know, shit to go wrong, because you thought about it so much and you almost made it real. You know, your thoughts are your power.
True, true. That's actually very true. That is a good thing, too, to learn in the last 3 years.
It's the mentality. You gotta keep the right mentality to get mm-hmm. what you want. If you ever want to be a millionaire, you better be thinking about being a millionaire every day and doing something about it.
You gotta keep moving forward and taking that next step to be able to get there.
If you know you can do this, that puts you one step closer towards this thought, this mentality that you have, this dream, then... If you never take that and you know that you're not taking it, that will eat you alive. You true. Gotta do it.
True. That is very true.
It's the difference between a mentality and willpower. They gotta work together and great things can happen from it.
That is actually very true. If you do listen to that and actually follow that, then you probably get pretty far in life. Make it a decent way. So, that's really good lesson to learn in 3 years, though.
Yeah, I figured it out while I was just, like, coming to terms with, like, maturing and growing up. Because, I'm 22 now, right?
Yeah.
So, had to figure out some way or another, right?
Oh, yeah, that's very true.
And, you know, working hard and, like, overcoming the struggle, like you say, and learning how to maintain and preserve yourself and put yourself in a better spot than even before and keep that, that's a great, great thing to learn.
Oh, yeah.
If not better.
Quick question, though, for you. What do you think is better and healthier for you? Beer or weed?
Well, it depends. Are you smoking the weed with tobacco? Because if it's then, yes.
No, but I mean, just in general. Just weed itself?
Weed versus beer?
Weed versus beer. What is better in all cases for...
Weed. Because, sure, weed is gonna mess with your mood and everything. And it's gonna become a part of you. And you gotta, filter it into you, and it's gonna get you bonked and make you feel very different. At the same time, it will not put you on your ass. It won't make you do stupid things. It won't make you act out on your emotions and impulses. It won't make you one day just your liver will give out. That's what happens when you drink. I gotta say, weed is definitely 10 times more healthy, at least.
See, but a buddy at work, he argued about this with me a few weeks ago, trying to be like, beer is healthier because you gotta think, if you're getting something that's imported, it has to have every ingredient and how they make it on the can. Or at least has say somewhere how they make it, but all the ingredients have to be on the can. And so he said that if he's drinking a beer, he knows exactly what's in the beer by looking at the can, which I think you can argue that a bit. But then he says, well, if you go to some shady dealer and something and buy weed off some shady pot dealer on the street, you don't know what's in it. Mm-hmm. And then he goes and says, even if you go to a dispensary, you don't even know what's in it. See, the thing is, you can't even argue it that way unless you go to bare facts and minimum and you equal everything out. So if you take the healthiest, best weed, the healthiest, best beer, and purest from the best place, and 100% nothing wrong with it, like fresh too, like just fresh, ready to smoke, ready to drink, bang, test it then argue about it. Then that's an even argument, and then that's how you can figure out exactly which one is better. But I agree with you personally. Yes, weed is better as long as you know it's safe and it's good and where it's from. Yeah. It's not fucking laced.
Even in that case, if you have the cleanest and the best of the best compared to each other, you drink enough of the beer one and it will give you a liver failure on down the road.
I mean, you'll
become addicted as an alcoholic and you'll be terrible and your life will suck.
Yeah, but I mean, also for, even if it's the best beer, I mean, like, even a doctor said, if you were to have exactly one beer a day, that is healthy for you.
Yes.
That will keep you healthy
enough. Or one shot of whiskey.
I don't know about
one shot of whiskey is equivalent, or one shot of anything is the equivalent to one beer in the alcohol level. That amount of alcohol in your system is what's good for you.
Not more than that. It's mainly what's in the alcohol as well, like in the beer itself, like the hops and stuff.
That adds calories, but really
what's the vitamins, the actual...
It's the extract of where the alcohol comes from and the ingredient that gives it the alcohol. So in this case, in wine, it's the grapes. The grapes is what gives the alcohol, and then it's the most important ingredient.
Yeah, but you know what makes the alcohol though, right? It's germs in the fermentation or brewing process, that shit in the fucking stuff. That's all it is. And it's not like it's shit.
It comes from the ingredients. It's not like they add an ingredient called alcohol.
No, it's from germ shit, which is literally alcohol. That's what they shit out.
Mm-hmm.
Because they just feed off what's in there. But it's not like you're drinking the actual germs. The actual shit.
Well, you are.
Technically. Yeah, I mean...
But still, you drink enough of the beer and it'll kill you. Look how many people have died from smoking weed. Zero. So it's
unless
just
it was
like
laced, but that wasn't the weed. It was the weed.
Look how many people's lives have been taken over by alcohol. How many families have been ruined.
Yeah.
How many people have died in drunk driving. How many people have overdosed on alcohol. Their livers failed. They spent all their money on bottles. They became homeless. Like, it goes on, dude. It goes on. Dudes in Cornerstone broke as shit, just like sneaking beers in with every little bit of money they get, and they're homeless.
That's not even right, man.
You know what I mean? Yeah, it's exactly what it's like, though. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's like, alcohol is devastating, dude. Weed can't really ruin your life unless you just spend all your money on it, and then logically you're broke, and then you can't do anything. Might be bad,
but people say that what's bad about weed is fucking you smoke weed,
it'll
smoke
never something. Harm your health though.
But people also say that then you'll go something stronger. That's if you want,
and that other stronger stuff is what can hurt you, but weed won't hurt
you. What you do instead, you go from weed to shatter to different oils to hash.
Yeah, and you're still smoking weed.
But when you take edibles, you gotta be careful, because edibles is the one thing you can overdose on from weed. But people don't ever eat enough of it, usually. But always be cautious eating edibles, because you can overdose, because when you're eating something, it takes longer to hit you.
Yeah.
As well as if you'd be like, oh, it's not hitting. Eat more, and then it all hits you at once.
Yeah.
It's just, that's stupid.
But then again, in the amount of weed
THC particles that you need to get in that moment to actually make your body overdose is like an impossible amount to
I mean, it is possible to actually, if you're eating stuff, because it will shut down your liver. It goes straight to your liver that way if you eat something.
Mm-hmm.
The same way it comes to like mushrooms and shit like that. But if you like are ingesting it, it goes to your liver. That's what your liver has to deal with. But you're smoking, it goes in your bloodstream.
Mm-hmm.
But even though it goes, you're drinking alcohol, it goes your bloodstream through your liver. That's how the weed does it too.
Yeah, the alcohol goes straight to your liver. That's why it's that much more bad.
Oh, because it goes to your liver, and that's how it gets
resistant. Yeah, and that's where it just becomes bad. Because liquor and your liver do not have much in common that much, you know. Bad things can happen when
very bad.
Especially on an empty stomach, and it's where, you know, some real alcoholics don't eat shit. They're like grown-ass men, and they don't eat anything, and they just drink out the bottle.
Fat and lazy.
Yeah, they're just filled with alcohol, and their liquor is getting nothing but hard liquor at that point. And then they die randomly. And you wonder why they die at 65. These men, because they're alcoholics. It kills you. Meanwhile, you can smoke weed till the end of your days.
Yeah, because you gotta think, weed cures cancer.
Mm-hmm. But not if you're smoking it with tobacco.
If you still smoke it.
I have tobacco as well as I do.
Mm-hmm. Every now and then.
Mm-hmm.
Like, but I mean, like on almost a daily basis, because I don't smoke poppers every day at work. Like,
mm-hmm.
I medicate.
Yeah, exactly.
You are allowed to medicate at work as long as you're safe about it and you're not fucking getting stupid fucking high. And I don't get stupid high because I fucking smoke every day. You know?
Mm-hmm. It's just the way she goes.
Yeah, it's the way she goes sometimes. But anyway, anything else you wonder about? Any stories you got?
We can finish it off with, in your opinion, Mr. Buck, what makes a good weed strain?
What makes a good weed strain? Personally, what makes a good weed strain?
You smoke the weed and you suddenly know it's a good weed.
Oh, for me?
Yeah.
Yeah, but because, like,
when you differentiate from another, let's say you got 10 strains of quad A Kush, right? Any type of weed.
How can I tell which one's the best?
Out of having all of these, which will definitely get you high, quad A, right? Guaranteed.
Yeah.
But what will, in the end, what is it that differentiates them?
What really differentiates them is, you know, flavor, the smell, the taste, like, the way the bud is, how dense it is, the quality of the bud itself, the way it is, how fluffy, how crystally, how keefy, like, all of these little things come into it. As well as, you gotta think, is the bud properly cured as well?
Yeah.
Because if it's not properly cured and not properly grown and not properly taken care of, even though it's quad A, it can still fuck it up. But then you also gotta come down.
It could be quad A prices, certified whack.
Because there's also prices. Cause some of them are priced fucking whacked, but some of the lower priced ones, are still stronger and better than the higher priced ones.
Yes, it's true. Because
you gotta think. I go for flavor, taste, quality, harshness, like, not that harsh, it's better, you know.
The taste.
What you like in when you smoke weed, like, when it comes down to that? Like, I like flavors, certain flavors are better. Like, this one that my buddy has, it's Bruce Banner. That's a fucking next level one. And as well, I know you've smoked a few of those I've had before. That's a good strain. That's a nice flavor, the texture, the taste, the feel, the smell,
the cloud,
the aftertaste, the cloud, everything about it. But then sometimes you have to actually smoke a joint to really tell how good it is. You know?
Debatable. I'm used to smoking out of poppers and bongs all the time, so...
No, I mean...
The weed might make a difference.
You gotta smoke a straight greener sometimes. A green joint. Just the... You gotta, like, actually get the real full flavor and texture. Quality. So... It
also depends personal preference, too. Some people just, like, smoke to get high. Mm-hmm. Others, like me, I like to smoke to medicate as well as help myself. But I like good stuff that's good quality because I also have a high tolerance, you know.
Exactly. I don't even know what my tolerance is.
I have a really high tolerance. I always smoke.
I smoke a certain amount and I'm completely fried and I'm just there like boinked and zoinked.
Anyways, I'm packing a popper right now if anybody wants to join as well as you.
Yeah, dude, but I need some more water in this bitch.
I can't run inside and go get water right now. We're in the middle of a podcast.
Yeah, I feel that.
So, the podcast. I mean, smoke a pop here. I'll probably smoke three quick pops. Everyone's gonna join, try and see if they can keep up with me. I'm a mad smoker here. I smoke so much. Everybody gotta try and keep up. If that's your challenge, and you guys tell me, like, leave messages and all of them, and let me know how many pops you've kept up, or if you weren't able to, or how many of you fallen back. You hear me smoke one.
Yeah, we're gonna do a popper counter for the next podcast.
Yeah, every time I hit a popper. As y'all know, I smoke lots of poppers. So. You gotta wait here for the grease.
I'm packing mine.
To finish packing his.
Into I smoke my thing. Blue piece.
Smoke this, smoke another one, smoke another one, smoke another one. Yeah, right now we are smoking Cheese OG. So, some pretty fire shit.
Some pretty gangster cheese, you know, like this. No, this cheese is the OG. Gangster. OG, original gangster.
This ain't no gangster weed.
That's what it means, OG. It's some
country boy stuff. Actually, it means ocean grown. Cheese ocean grown.
Excuse me.
That's what it means. Doesn't mean
no. Aw, all these burps on our first podcast. What are we gonna do? Smoke a popper, I think.
Yeah, I gotta smoke pop.
Just, we're in the trees. Don't care if you burp. We're in the trees, brother. Go and get yourself a saddle sack full of ferrets and fucking whack it against the wall and say, yeehaw! If you're one of us country boys smoking in the fucking forest.
Nah, you gotta get up on your horse. You gotta start riding on your horse to the wood and you gotta go, come on, man, let's go. Yeah, yeah. Come on, giddy up. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You know, you gotta get fully into it. Yeah, you gotta get right now. Yeah. Come on, damn,
lasso your nearest cowboy rider and hog tie him, throw him on the back of your horse and drop him in the river. Say amen to the cowboy mayhem, you know,
and adios. Peace out. Anyways, cheers, guys, and cheers, Grease. Have a good pop. Have a good toke, anybody who's smoking with us right now, all you stoner folks.
Cool. Absolutely rancid, Harry.
Oh, woo. That's a good pop. Anyways, I think we're gonna end this podcast off here.
Yeah.
And you guys can have a good smoke, have a good talk, and we'll see you in the next podcast.
Yeah. Take it easy. Peace out.
It's me, Buck Hale, and this is In the Trees.
Yo, I'm Big Grease, and say goodbye from the trees.